Jesus saves. Well, he'd better save himself from the gory, glory seeker. We use his name in death. Ow. Oh, Jesus, save me.
Listen to my favorite song. Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Play. This is Vanya and...
This is Sydney.
You're listening to 91.5 FM Tufts, WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Play. Very excited to have Sydney as our first guest on the show. Sydney, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe if you have any WMFO experience?
sure. Last year, I was also a guest on Vanya and Lucy's show, EP Time, for a couple times. And last year, I also had my own show called PB Jams. So very happy to be back at the studio playing more songs.
Thanks for coming in, Sydney. Do you want to tell all of our lovely listeners what our show theme is this week?
So our show theme today is very girly pop songs with a little bit of electronic vibes. Girl boss music.
Yes, girl boss music after a long couple of weeks of this show having some male manipulator music. So we're going to have some fun girl boss Gaslight Gatekeep vibes.
Yes.
We just listened to Headphones On by Addison Rae, which Sydney loves.
And Vanya loves. Vanya put this song on.
We love Addison Rae. We listened to her debut album, Addison, live on WMFO when it first came out as well. Yes. So we're big. Does she have like a fan base name? Do you know?
I don't know.
We're Adders. Addisoners. We're big Rays, as they say. But she played at Roadrunner here in Boston, I think last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't go.
I didn't go either.
The tickets
fake
were
fans.
They were sold out so quick. And then we also listened to Break Free, Ariana Grande, and Zedd. What are we going to listen to now, Sydney?
Next up, we have The Isle by Pink Pantheress. Fun, girly pop beats. And then after that, we have Mr. Useless by Shy Girl, which I actually saw in concert during the Sweat tour. She was the opener. So
Shy Girl was the opener?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
She was.
Did they play that song with like her and Charlie together?
Yeah, they played that song.
Wow, that's awesome. I actually don't know either of these songs, so I'm in for a treat, but let's take a listen.
I'm the best I ever been.
Those were some very exciting songs, Sydney. I really liked Mr. Useless. I've never heard...
Glad you liked it.
The beat is so fun. It's very, like, music.
Yeah.
Yes. We're going to take it back to Pink Panthers. This is Girl Like Me. I really like this song. This is off her new album, Fancy That. Have you heard the song?
I think I listened to this album once, so I heard it, but I don't remember that particular song.
I think she's going to release like a remix of this album, right? Like,
oh, nice.
Or something like that. I don't know. But I really like the song by Pink Panthers. And then we also have, I think I've definitely played this for you before, Sydney. This is
Yes,
Run Away With Me by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Vanya loves Carly Rae Jepsen.
This song is so hype. Carly Rae Jepsen is really like, I feel like one of the pop girls. Speaking of the pop girls, I'm looking at our lineup and we have no Sabrina, no new Sabrina.
Because I guess I was going to put her, but it didn't feel electronic enough.
I see.
I thought we were going for those beats.
That's true. I mean, we are definitely going with those beats from what we've been listening to so far. Do you like new Sabrina?
Her new album?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like some of the songs from it.
Me too. I quite enjoy. There's
very
like a
fun
jazz vibe to it that I kind of like.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is very fun. I love Sabrina, but yes, let's get back to Pink Panthers, and maybe one of these days we'll play some Sabrina. Will you come back to the show, Sydney?
Yeah.
Maybe we only play girly pop songs when Sydney is back on the show.
So when I'm not here, it's male manipulator songs.
Only male manipulators, front to back. All right, let's take a listen to, what are we playing? Pink Panthers, Girl Like Me. Woo!
Woo!
Over a drive-in movie when you're not there. I spied a
So it's time for the PSA. Today we're going to be talking about high school dropout prevention. Inside every student is a graduate. For some, it's easy to find, but not for all. For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost. A boost from someone in their life, a friend, a parent, a teacher, a coach who can help these kids see what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help someone who may be struggling to finish high school. Boostup.org. Because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and Ad Council.
I'm surprised it was brought to you by the U.S. Army.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. Thank you for that PSA, Sydney. Was there someone in your high school life that helped you mentorship-wise?
I don't really remember.
You're just unk. Yo, Sydney, how long has it been since you graduated high school?
So, it's been 5 years.
Half a decade? Your unk.
Damn.
Yeah.
Vanya is only a few months older than me.
That's untrue. I'm still in school. I'm actually a senior, so okay. It's different. I had a couple teachers who were really, like, based and true. I had, like, my high school had, like, a broadcast show, like, every week. We would, like, produce a show, and it was, like, school news and local news, and it would be, like, broadcasted, like, on YouTube and stuff. It was really fun. But the teacher, he had this, like, well, the broadcast, it had, like, a newsroom, and it had, like, a desk, and it had, like, the screens, and you could be, like, the anchor, and there was, like, a teleprompter, and there was, like, a whole studio, and it was so cool, and he had really cool cameras, because, like, I went to school in New Hampshire, so we were a big, like, football school, so we had, like, sports cameras as well, and it was really cool.
That's cool.
But I like that teacher, because he had a lot of cool, fun things to play with, and he was based, and now he does, like, I think he does, like, woodworking now.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool.
It is cool. He was always based and encouraged me to pursue my filmmaking dreams. But yeah, I love that guy.
The film bro.
He was the original. He was a blueprint film bro, really. All right, what are we listening to next, Sydney?
So next up, we have So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings by Carolyn Polachek. And Crazy by La Seraphim.
Let's go. Well, Sydney, do you have any... Are you sure you don't have any fun high school memories, teachers?
No, I had a few teachers that I liked. Like, I liked my English teacher, Classic Answer. She was really cool. She had a calendar. Wait, I told you about this. She had a calendar of Gong Yu.
Base!
The actor. Every month was a different sexy photo of him.
Is that why you liked her?
No. Part of it. She was fun. And yeah, I also took creative writing in high school, and my creative writing teacher is pretty cool. I think he's a DJ now, actually.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Follow your dreams.
Yes, everyone should follow their dreams and be a DJ.
Exactly. It's so hot that you're hurting my feelings.
You tonight. act like an angel and dress like crazy.
Oh, the girls are yelling, yelling. Oh, the girls are yelling, yelling. Oh, the girls are yelling, yelling. Oh, the girly girls.
Act like an angel and dress like crazy.
Crazy.
Act like an angel and dress like crazy. Dressed like crazy.
Baby, I'm crushed.
we just listened to a ton of music. I think we started with the, how do you say her name?
Caroline Polachek?
Yes. We had that song, So Hot You're Hurting My Feelings. We had Crazy, Le Sserafim. I always forget how good that song is.
Such a fun song.
Do you have a Le Sserafim bias?
No. I don't really know their names, actually.
I know, like, two of them. I know Sakura, and I know Hyunjin.
Yeah, those are also the ones I know.
Do you don't know any other ones?
No.
Or me neither.
I don't think we're big fans.
I feel like we're more into Cat's Eye.
Oh, for sure.
Why don't we play any
we
Cat's Eye?
We love Cat's Eye.
We should have gone to
play
see
Gnarly
them.
On here?
No. Oh, that is a good song. Maybe we should... What's your Cat's Eye bias? Well, I know,
my
but
Cat's
tell
Eye
our
bias? Honestly, I like all of them a lot. I feel like I say that my bias is Daniela, but that's just because of that one Gnarly fan cam.
Wait, I thought you were going to say Megan, but Megan's my bias. I love Megan.
Yeah,
she's so
no,
funny.
No, we just like Megan because she's jokes.
Yeah, she's pretty jokes. And then we had Lady Gaga's 911 remix with Charlie XCX and A.G. Cook. I really like that song. What did you think, Sydney?
I like that song, too. It was really fun.
It's very catchy.
Yeah.
And then 10-20-40 by Rina Sawayama. I kind of forgot what that song sounded like, but I end up really liking it.
Yeah, it's a good song.
And then Crush by Zara Larsson.
Yes.
She has a new album. I haven't really listened to it. This was the first song off this album that I've listened to, actually.
What did you think of the song?
It's pretty good. She's so back. I didn't realize she was so back.
Yeah, I didn't know she was back either.
Yeah, apparently I feel like I've heard people say that, like, I don't know, they aren't familiar with her older music. But I feel like her older music was bigger.
I mean, Symphony is really famous.
And Lush
and
Life.
And Lush Life.
Yeah.
I really like Lush Life, actually.
Same.
Iconic song.
All right, we have a couple more songs left. A lot of high energy songs. What is this next one?
Oh, it's Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls.
Is this the song that they did on Dream
Academy? Yes, this is a song they did on Dream Academy.
Oh, really? Okay, iconic.
Iconic.
More Cat's Eye references. Then we have What Is Love by Twice, classic. And then some other fun songs on deck. Hopefully we get to it.
It's okay, we don't get to them.
But let's just start listening, and hopefully we get there. If not, then you have to come back and finish your set.
Yes, I guess I have to.
Okay, let's listen now to Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls.
Help take us all. what you gon' do to me. But I see nothing.
Great song to, I guess not to finish our set, but a great song overall. That was What Is Love by Twice, I love the song. Very great, very energetic, and also fun. Thanks, Sydney, so much for coming on the show.
Yes, thanks for having me on the show. This was fun.
This was lots of fun. Love to Queen out. Please come back on the show, Sydney. We have one song left to close out the set. Would you like to introduce it?
Yes, it's One Last Time by Ariana Grande.
All right, One Last Time.
Except this is not the last time that I will be on the show.
This is one last time we're playing a song today. All right, this is Vanya.
This is Sydney.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening, everybody, and hope you enjoy.
Stay with me.